this opinion poll is probably in trend with other opinion polls, which show the continuing rise of Sinn Féin, which really tells a story that people, more people are turning to Sinn Féin as an alternative to the austerity approach from this government and from the previous Fianna Fáil government. We welcome that. The best opinion poll we look at is what happened 2 weeks ago and the fantastic result that we secured in the local and European elections. And what we're about is about bringing about change. So we'll continue to challenge this government for whatever time they have left, whether that's 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years. And it's about providing an alternative, and what we'll see what the people say when there is a general election. And that's obviously the main focus of our party at this point in time, and trying to bring that general election about as soon as possible.
Is a coalition with Sinn Féin and independents now a firm reality, though?
Well, look, it's, first of all, you know, nobody's won any seat in the new Dáil, whenever that'll happen. So we have to see what strength of what mandate Sinn Féin gets, what mandate independents get. I've been on the record before. Independents are a disparate group. You have, you know, people from the Socialist Party, and then you have, you know, the former PDs, complete opposite side of the spectrum. So it's not as if that they're ideologically based. We've also had independents in the past which have propped up governments such as Brian Cowan's government, that still make up that independent bloc. So there's a big gulf of policy between ourselves and many of the independents. But that said, what Sinn Féin wants to bring about is a realignment of Irish politics, where those on the left would be standing together, would be putting forward a platform as to how this country can progress in a fair way. And that means, coalescing and agreeing with those of like mind.
And this opinion poll as well shows that the Fine Gael Labour coalition is now as unpopular as the Fianna Fáil led government under Brian Cowan.
Well, I think that's no surprise. You know, the first day that the Taoiseach was elected in the Dáil, I said to him and warned him in the chamber that he had dangled the flag of hope in front of a very battered and bruised Irish public. And one of the worst things he could do is to snatch that from them, because people did believe, for right or wrong, that this government was going to be different. It's very clear 3 years into their term of office that not only are they no different, but they have implemented to a T the failed Fianna Fáil policies of austerity. And I think the electorate are not going to forgive those parties for doing so. We've seen their anger 2 weeks ago when they went to the polls at local and European elections. But they're very different from a general election. Many of those local candidates are people from their own communities, maybe local, very local individuals. In a general election, I think the Irish people are waiting in the long grass, and will speak very loudly and when they go to cast their vote. And hopefully, as we see from these polls, that they're choosing Sinn Féin as their favourite party as an alternative to the failed policies of the past.